Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Jesse Harris. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Rick. How's it going?
Everything's really well. We just heard a song from 2011 called Secret Sun. And, well, you've been busy since then.
Yeah, I've made a lot of records. Yeah.
So tell the folks what you've been up to lately.
The end of April, I released a new album called Paper Flower, and I recorded it with some old friends of mine who used to be in a group that accompanied me called the Ferdinandos, Kenny Wollison and Tony Scher.
Kenny is probably one of the most interesting and amazing drummers I've ever seen and heard.
Kenny is a wonder. I work with him all the time, and I love Kenny.
That must be cool to be able to call him up and say, this is exactly what I need for my music, and he comes and he probably plays what's in your mind.
Actually, it's quite the opposite. I never tell Kenny what to play. He shows up, I show him some music, and then he does something completely unexpected every time.
Well, geniuses work well together. Now, you are a Grammy Award-winning artist, and, well, explain to folks what you won your Grammy for.
It was for writing the song Don't Know Why, which was recorded by Norah Jones for her album Come Away With Me.
And how long have you worked with Nora?
That album came out 2002. And lately I don't work with Nora, we're just friends, but sometimes it happens that we do something together.
Yeah.
But we've done a bunch of things over the years.
Yeah. And well, they're all awesome. And we appreciate the work that you've done with Nora and your own solo stuff. Well, we dig here at the radio station. And just recently, you did a very cool instrumental project called Cosmo. How'd that come about and how'd that go?
Great. Actually, that project started around 10 years ago or more. John Zorn invited me to do a record for his label Zodic, and so he suggested an album of my instrumental music. And then some years later, doing a week of shows at his club, The Stone, I did a night of instrumental music and was inspired to bring that project back around.
Wow.
And made two albums recently. One's called But When, and the other's called Spring Song. Spring Song just came out last year. But we're, you know, at the show that I'm doing at the Falcon, we'll do some Cosmo tunes as well.
Now you're playing at the Falcon on Saturday, June 1st, a 7:30 show. Who's coming with you to the Falcon?
Well, first of all, Bridget Kearney from Lake Street Dive is going to open the show.
Cool.
And then I will perform with Kenny Wollison and Tony Scher and a keyboard player named Frank LaCrasto.
Wow.
And we're gonna focus on the music from this new album I just released, Paper Flower. But you know, like I said, we'll do some Cosmo and we'll do some other old songs too.
How cool. And Bridget Kearney is opening the show?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So that's at the Falcon, June 1st, a 7:30 show. And well, some of the new stuff on the new record, where'd you get the inspiration from? So coming after an instrumental couple of records, did you decide it was time for words?
You know, I'm always writing songs. Speaking of Kenny, he and I just a couple years ago put out a record that we made where we played all the instruments together, and that was an album of songs called Silver Balloon. And I had some songs, and the way it often happens, somebody just says, hey, do you want to do a recording? And I think, I think I have enough songs. And then, or maybe I'll write some new ones. And then a record emerges. But Kenny and Tony were on tour in Europe. They were between tours with Laurie Anderson and Bill Frisell. And instead of coming all the way back to New York and then back to Europe 3 or 4 days later, Kenny said, what if we record in Paris? Because I've been spending a lot of time in Paris over the past few years working with artists there. And so That sounded fun to me because there was an old recording studio in a neighborhood called Pigalle that I wanted to work at and had been wanting to record at for a long time. And so we met up in Paris and we recorded this album in like 3 days.
Wow.
And then they continued on their tour and I stayed and mixed it. And that's this new record. Only one song I had started recording at home. I have a studio at home and wow. I had already worked on it, but otherwise we did the whole thing there.
Wow. So all the songs came to fruition in Paris, or did you bring some with you?
I brought most of the songs. I wrote a couple of songs leading up to the session there, but they were all new songs that I had written over the past, you know, year, I'd say.
Well, fantastic. I can't wait to hear it. You have an incredibly soothing voice when you sing.
Thank you.
Carries the words in a very wonderful way. I mean, your lyrics are very thoughtful, and the way you phrase them and sing them is very unique and also very Jesse Harris. And I'm a fan of what you do.
Well, thanks so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the new record. I'm pretty into it myself, I must admit.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I'll have to get my ears on it. And, well, Jesse,
cool.
we're looking forward to welcoming you to the Falcon in Marlboro, Saturday, June 1st, a 7:30 show. So, folks, you don't need tickets. Just come and show. And remember, on the way out, to empty out your pockets and put all your money into the donation box so everyone does well. And that's how it works. I mean, you can go cross-armed and enjoy the band and sit and go, okay, Jesse, entertain me, and you'll be won over. And by the time you're leaving, you'll find yourself taking out everything, even the lint, in your pockets and putting it in the donation box.
We'll find use of the lint. So,
yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yes. You can make rope out of it, I believe. Jesse
well,
Harris.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, our guest this morning, Jesse Harris. And we look forward to your stop at the Falcon on Saturday, June 1st, a 7:30 show. Visit liveatthefalcon.com for tickets and further info. Jesse, how can folks keep tabs on you? Can they do it online?
Oh, yeah. I have a website, Jesse Harris Music, or, you know. People use Instagram a lot these days. It's also Jesse Harris Music.
Right on. All right, Jesse.
Yeah.
All the best to you. Knock 'em dead on June 1st, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rick.
All right.
See you soon.
All right.
Okay, bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.
What do you have to say about Graziano's Downtown Cafe?